Paradise to Pawpaw to Perry. This is the Michigan Talk Network.
All right, from Paradise, I thought this was Paradise. I note to self, this is not actually Paradise. Paradise is in the UP. All right, I've got that sorted out. All right, back to some serious topics here today, because we've been talking about this. It's silly, frankly, for these school districts like East Lansing, Michigan, saying no guns in schools. We are demanding no guns in schools ever. Yeah, go tell that to the folks in Detroit and Chicago and elsewhere that have had guns for, well, longer than I've been alive. Detroit has a state-of-the-art system that detects concealed weapons. You know what they don't have? They don't have mass school shootings. Other schools that have, you know, hardened targets don't have mass school shootings. My next guest, Catherine Smith-Torres, friend and former police chief who specializes in school safety. Catherine, welcome back.
Hey, good morning.
Glad to have you here. All right. I don't know where to begin because I look at some of these arguments and I'm thinking, what are you guys suggesting, that we take the metal detectors and so forth out of Detroit and Chicago and Baltimore? I mean, I don't know what some of these people have Google, don't they?
I would hope so.
I would like to think so, but let's talk about school safety. First of all, the school in Florida, and it's tragic what happened, but it was an open campus, first of all, right? So it was easy come, easy go. You didn't have restricted entry into the buildings. I mean, if I go to my kids' schools here in Michigan, there's only one door I can go in. It's locked. I have to have, appear on camera before they let me in. It's pretty simple. Not a big school district, average size. I mean, that's the first place to start, isn't it?
I would think so. That's a typical plan for years that is the norm at the majority of schools.
So let me ask you about this walkout scheduled for tomorrow. I mean, this poses big challenges for schools because, listen, a lot of the kids don't want to walk out. I've been talking to lots of people. They're not interested because they know it's political. Everybody says it's not political, and yet all of the things refer to it as a protest. Protest, by definition, is political in my mind. And so what do these schools do? Some of the kids are going to walk out, some aren't. And I worry also about the kids that don't walk out. They're going to get bullied because they're going to get, oh, what are you, you're white supremacist or whatever, and you like guns. And I just the nonsense that'll flow from that, right or wrong, Catherine?
Well, that is an important point. That's why I really, in my heart, I don't believe that school is the place that these things should happen. But school administration is going to have to, bite the bullet and decide what is the battle that they want to face, not allowing it or allowing it. There's ups and downs on both sides of the aisle on this issue. I think that if a school principal is considering allowing their students or not allowing, they need to go to the school board and have the school board be the ones to make the determination on which fight they want to fight. And then I think it would behoove the administrator to bring all the students into the gym and say, look, we're going to have a meeting about this. I want to explain, we're going to allow you to do a walkout between this time and this time, and here are the parameters for the walkout. You'll be allowed just so much time, and then if you don't come back into the class, then you're going to be considered absent.
Here's my problem with it.
And that's an unexcused absence, so yeah. That means the work can't be made up. Now, your teachers may want to work with you and say, hey, we won't have homework that day. But if you're not in the classroom, you'll still have an unexcused absence on
what are we going to do
record.
With the kids? What are we going to do with the kids that next week want to walk out because they're pro-life, anti-abortion, and they're going to have a rally for 20 minutes, during third
exactly.
hour? What are we doing with those kids? What are we going to do with the kids that want to walk out during second hour in a couple of weeks because they're pro-NRA? What are we going to do with the kids that want to walk out in a month?
Here's another issue, though, is that when these kids want to do this, they're not looking at school as their means of learning how to work in the workplace. School is during the hours of normal business hours. It's usually like 8 to 4. And when you're going to school, you're getting all the tools you need to be able to do a job and learn how to function in life, but you're also learning the part about being on time and getting from one place to another and having certain goals that you have to achieve because it's just like work. So if someone works for a hardware store and they want to protest, well, they're not going to get paid for it, and they might get fired if they're not there. So I think the precedent that you're setting and allowing kids to use the school for protesting isn't healthy for their future jobs, because you're giving them now more power to say, I understand you need a voice, but it's not during the school hours. Use your voice when you get out of school, on the weekends. Do things then. You don't have to do it during school time.
Well, I agree with that, but what we're doing that's wrong here is we're establishing a point of view that's being led by teachers, an anti-gun point of view, and they're creating a whole, what they're doing, which is expressly forbidden in most places, which is to give political commentary to these students. I know it happens all the time, but these teachers are giving a blank check to do it now, to be anti-gun, to create a whole anti-gun generation. Now, I think there's a lot of conversations that can be had. There is no question. There are a lot of conversations we can have about guns and gun control. That's fine. Not during third hour. That's my feeling.
I totally agree. I think students need to have their protests outside of the classroom, because the schools have to follow the state rules and guidelines. They have to submit all of their reports to the state for the actual seat time that students have. And if the students aren't in the seat long enough, then they may have a makeup day. And maybe that's something the principal could say, hey, if you want to do this, then we're going to have a makeup day on this particular day, and you'll be required to attend it.
Well, there you go. And the fact of the matter is, have all the protests, the rallies, the demonstrations, the walkouts you want. Do it after 3 o'clock or whenever school's out. That's my opinion. Do it when school is not impacted. Knock yourselves out. No problem. I fully endorse freedom of speech. I don't endorse teachers leading political rallies at school. Catherine, I have to run. Greatly appreciate it.
You have a blessed day.
You too. Catherine Smith-Torres. Quick break. We'll be right back.